From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says a host of options are available to the United States and its allies if sanctions fail to convince Iran to halt its nuclear ambitions. Mr. Obama tells BBC Persian Television that Iran has not convinced the international community that its nuclear program is for peaceful means.
This is not a matter of us choosing to impose punishment on the Iranians. This is a matter of the Iranians' government, I think, ultimately betraying the interests of its own people by isolating it further.
Tehran has refused to scrap its nuclear program in the face of new UN Security Council sanctions pushed through by the Obama administration. A fall storm has dumped as much as a foot of rain on parts of Minnesota and caused flooding in South Dakota and Wisconsin as well. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson has more on the aftermath.
Hundreds of people have been driven out of their homes as floodwater has cut off natural gas and power in their basements. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty has also called out the National Guard. Mary Rossing is mayor of Northfield, a college town south of the Twin Cities. She says the town is expecting record fall runoff coming down the Cannon River.
We are sandbagging businesses along the Cannon at this time. We've closed one bridge downtown, and we probably are looking at a closure of a second bridge just because of the volume of water that's coming through at this point.
No one has yet been hurt by the flooding, but forecasters expect high water for as much as a week. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
New home sales were flat last month, but the Commerce Department says the supply of houses on the market, 288,000, has tumbled to the lowest level in more than four decades. Danielle Carson reports that builders are facing some stiff competition.
The report brought a fresh batch of anemic housing numbers. New home sales are down almost 30% from this time last year. Home builders are facing a big obstacle, a glut of some 4 million existing homes on the market. Kathy Fetke is CEO of Real Wealth Network.
Some of the existing homes out there are in really good shape, and most people are going to choose based on price.
Existing homes are cheaper than new ones. The problem is the economy takes a hit when new home sales are weak. The National Association of Home Builders says each new house built generates about three jobs in the construction industry. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
A federal judge is indicating she will approve a $75 million settlement between Citigroup and the Securities and Exchange Commission. Citigroup was accused of misleading investors about billions of dollars in losses from the subprime mortgage crisis. The judge says her decision will be based on assurances that Citigroup will maintain its new policies designed to prevent future violations. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 197 points, the Nasdaq gained 54, and the S&P 500 was up 23. This is NPR News. California corrections officials are preparing for the state's first execution in over 4 years. It would also be the first execution in California since the state was ordered to overhaul its procedures for lethal injections. Convicted rapist and murderer Albert Brown is set to die next Wednesday, but Brown's attorneys are challenging the revised rules. South Africa's ruling party is calling for more state control of the lucrative mining industry. As Vicky O'Hara reports, officials of the African National Congress briefed reporters on the issue on the final day of the party's policy meeting in Durban.
The ANC is under increasing pressure from its labor allies and militant youth league to make radical economic changes. One of the most controversial is to nationalize the mines. President Jacob Zuma expressed little enthusiasm for left-leaning economics as the party conference opened, but the youth league refused to drop the issue. The league was instrumental in Zuma's rise to power, as was the Labor Federation. Senior ANC leaders apparently are divided over nationalization, but say they must do something to create jobs. As a step in that direction, they say the party has decided to pursue more state control over key industries, an announcement that's certain to concern investors. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
A defense attorney is accusing the government of targeting anti-war protesters and other social activists. Belinda Power represents one of eight Minneapolis and Chicago residents whose homes were raided on Friday. Authorities said the FBI raids are part of a terrorism investigation. No arrests were made during the raids, but an FBI spokesman says agents are questioning other people. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support